Hallelujah. Good morning, beloveds. Thank you, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Let the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth be pleasing to you, Lord, as we go into your word, Lord. Your will be done, your kingdom come. Thank you for revelation, light, and life to motivate and move the body of Christ, the bride, the beloveds, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're ending off Psalm 96 and it's verses 11 to 30.
Let the heavens be glad and let the earth rejoice. Let the sea roar and all that fills it. Let the field exult and everything in it. Then shall all the trees of the forest sing for joy before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples in his faithfulness.
Hallelujah. You know, when you think of the heavens, you many times you just think of the stars, and we forget the wonderful scriptures that says we've been raised and seated in heavenly places. So when it speaks about the heavens rejoicing, it's also speaking about us rejoicing, and we're rejoicing in this harvest, we're rejoicing in this new covenant. And then we see something else there. Then we see creation starts blossoming. Creation starts experiencing the love of God. The animals, everything is pleased now because you're a new creation. You're not that creation that wanted to just kill them or chase them away. I know that personally in my own life, from being a hunter to someone that then wants to just preserve and watch over. So God changes things when he comes into the arena. But this whole scripture here where we see creation rejoicing, it brings me to another scripture that not many are taking hold of, and I really believe we need to. And we need to see that we play a part in this gathering of the Lord, Lord gathering all his things together, his people, bringing things back to the way it's supposed to be. He's ruling and reigning till all darkness is crushed under his feet. And he's doing that by bringing his body into its fullness, the fullness of the footsteps of Jesus, not just the baby steps, not just the young man steps, but the sons of God steps, where Jesus walked those last 3 years with mighty signs and wonders. And why do I say that? For many reasons. As much as the Father loves me, Jesus says, so I love you. As the Father sent me, so I send you. And then also the reason that we, the church, the ecclesia, the body, the bride of Christ, the sons of God, they are all speaking about spirit-led people in tune, looking to Jesus, hearing from Jesus, walking with Jesus. It speaks about them arising and shining. And then the wonderful scripture, Romans 8:19. The creation is waiting for the sons of God to be revealed, to come out of the frustration into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So there's the scripture, guys. And that is the body of Christ, knowing full well that the price has been paid and everything's been given, but you've got to move with your God. You've got to stay with your God, and you've got to believe what your God believes. And yeah, that should have came right before, saying and walking, believe what he believes. And so it's in relationship. So guys, that's encouragement this morning, there's powerful things about to happen, and you need to understand, as the bride of Christ, as a branch in the vine, as the body where he is the head, you play a part in this all. So be encouraged, and then you can look at Zechariah, where you see this mighty flock. The Lord appears to them, and then he blows sounds a trumpet with Zechariah 9 verse 17, and then he marches with the whirlwinds of the south. And this we can see is people. This is the body of Christ. This is the bride. And but this all started because they were once waterless pit, verse 11. And then God comes and by his spirit he sets free their prisoners. He sets free the divine nature. He sets free the purpose and destiny each one has got. And then they need to stay, return to their strongholds. They need to stay in fellowship with the Lord and in the hope Christ in them, in what he's saying to them. And then the Lord says, I will restore to them double. And so he stirs them up. He leads them with his praise. And then he makes the praise fruitful. That's the arrows. And then they stand against the deception. That's why I have such a heart for these people that have stood against these lies that are coming on the earth. And sadly, many of them are Christians, part of the body, but many of them not. But they are example for us to stand against evil. And why? Because we stand for what is wrong. And so God stirs up the sons of the kingdom against the sons of darkness. And then it follows on. Then the Lord appears over them. And there we see this mighty revival taking place. So guys, be encouraged. And also this morning we can say, you can make up your mind on this, that you can think for yourself, is this coincidence that Trevor just saw this morning and Trevor's just telling us this? Or is this a God incident, a God a revelation, for because it is now time? And it's here in verse, straight after it speaks about the bride and the flock shining in the land. It's in Zechariah 10. It says, verse 1, ask the Lord, ask rain from the Lord in the season of the spring rain. That knocked me this morning. where are we now? Spring. So ask God for rain. And then remember Isaiah 55. It speaks about the Lord coming like the rain that waters the earth and causes the earth to bring forth that which it's supposed to be. And then he speaks about this coming like the rain. Is that which the Lord watches over, is he watches over his word. So God gives revelation, just like we saw with Peter, when Peter was looking at the Lord, not looking what teachings he had, where he come from, but what is available in Jesus. And when he looked at Jesus, he said, you are the Christ. And then Jesus says to him, flesh and blood has not revealed that to you, but the Father who is in heaven. And then he tells him he's a part of this. He's got to play a part in this restoration. He's got to play a part in the kingdom happening here on earth. Because at the end of the day, it was man that gave over this world to the devil. And it's now Jesus has come and he's walked the life, walked the life, had the backbone, had the jawbone, and now he's given it all to us, and he's with us to restore, to bring things back the way they're supposed to be. And then Jesus goes on there with him and he says, and on this I will build, the flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven, and the gates of hell won't prevail against this. And this is the keys of the kingdom. When you look to Jesus and you look to the reign of his spirit, what is he saying? And then embracing what he's saying and experiencing him coming and making the word true in your life, making his home with you, revealing himself to you. You are on the highway of holiness to play, and you are not going to, you are already playing a part in the restoration of all things and the bringing about his kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Amen.
Amen.